This year's items range from whimsical to altruistic, but they're all Georgia Tech creations. One standout is Braille Touch, which turns smartphones into a Braille typewriter, perfect for texting and emailing.
C-D-E-F-G.
Mario Romero, a postdoc fellow at Tech, helped develop the app. He says, don't think of this as the solution for texting while driving.
There are cognitive centers in the brain that would be overloaded if you were doing the two tasks at once. That's like trying to invent a pill for drinking and driving. It's just not a good idea.
Braille Touch is free, as is a game called Nerd Herder.
So do you think you have what it takes to be a Nerd Herder? If so, then hop on board and the job is yours.
Nerd Herder allows you to control your own IT department, meaning you can play with them for a change instead of your company's IT division playing with you. And remember this? Here's a hint. The 80s drama featured a guy who could use chewing gum and his members-only jacket to fashion a way out of any predicament. MacGyver. And he's the namesake of MacGyverbot. Brendan Strike of Tech's College of Computing says MacGyverbot is designed to help in disaster situations.
And be able to work alongside humans to rescue civilians just using everyday objects that are lying around.
MacGyverbot is still in development, so you can't buy it yet. Not all on the list is fun and games. If global health is your thing, C4G Bliss is worth a look. It's simple, free software that digitizes and tracks lab specimens, like blood work. Tech says that can be a game changer in areas like sub-Saharan Africa. Jim Burris, WABE News.